What brings you shame? What would cause you to feel ashamed? So many times when I think about shame, first of all, what comes to my mind is actually back in the 60s as a kid, I loved the Batman show, the TV show. And it was always interesting, the different villains that were on there. People like Joker and Penguin and Catwoman and Riddler. And there was this one character that was actually a play on the word Shane. He was a cowboy, but his name was Shame. And it seems like now nobody wants to have any sort of shame. There's nothing to it. I think that would be almost a foreign language today with how things are going. I don't know if anybody even uses the word shame on you anymore. I know my daughter was in Egypt on a trip because she spent a semester there, and it's a shame-based culture. And she was actually able to confront some individuals at times and use that word because of how they were talking to her as a woman. And as a result of that, the eyes would be down and there would be shame on them. But I don't even know if anybody really says the words shame on you anymore. But I tell you, God says it. I mean, I look at here in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "You have devised shame for your house by cutting off many peoples. You have forfeited your life." This Hebrew literally reads, "You plan shame for your house." And I don't know how somebody could plan shame, but that's what goes on when we're not being obedient, and the Babylonians could care less about God. "You plan shame for your house, the ends of many peoples, and sinning against your life and soul. And they build their house by evil ways, and that eventually leads to shame. And by doing this, they are participating in their own destruction." And Babylon and modern peoples must learn the cause and effect relationships in life. Our actions produce effects that may lead to death. Tells a story in Luke, Jesus talking about this. He says in Luke chapter 12, beginning at verse 13, he says, "Some of the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me.' But he said to him, 'Man, who made me a judge or arbitrator over you?' And he said to them, 'Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.' And he told them a parable, saying, 'The land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, "What shall I do, for I have nowhere to store my crops?" And he said, "I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods, and I will say to my soul, "Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry." But God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God." And so we see here how someone that is not focused at all on God, someone whose complete attention is on themselves, they will build shame into their household. And even goes on, he personifies these things, but this person cuts off many peoples. He says in verse 11, "For the stone will cry out from the wall, and the beam from the woodwork respond." So even inanimate objects are affected by our sins. Babylon's wickedness was so great that even the wood and the stone would cry out against their oppressive tactics. And when we build by injustice, even the building materials are crying out for justice. And it's interesting that the actual house of Nebuchadnezzar actually would come down. There was actual writing on the wall in Daniel 5, and God sent his judgment. "You've been weighed, and you've been found wanting." And so the actual targeting of a leader's family. And who can do this with a family? who has the right to do this with a family but God? And so the one that thinks he has a strong box, the one who thinks he's in control, that he thinks he's in power, shame on him.